This is True North Story, the original podcast series. Learn, love, listen, live. Are you ready to discover your True North Story with your hosts, Tama Fulton and John Hudson Messerall?
Tama and I are super excited to get to speak to Chris Lane this afternoon and have him share his True North Story with our audience. For those of you who may not know who Chris Lane is, he is an up-and-coming country music superstar. This kid is good, and he's got lots of amazing music, a new EP out called Fix, and this is a track off of his earlier album, and it's called Broken Windshield View.
Hey, John, what's going on, man?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I just got in from Cleveland not long ago. I got me some rest on the way home. It was some much-needed rest.
Chris, I'm so excited that you're here to talk to us, and I want you to know I did a little bit of online sleuthing just to read up a little bit about you. So tell me your journey a little bit. I hear that you, did you have a baseball scholarship? And if you did, where did you go to college and how did you start singing?
Yeah, well, I played sports my whole life. I grew up playing football and baseball, and always thought that, I moved on and played college baseball. I always thought that that would be something I would do after college, I guess you could say. But I had several knee surgeries that, really hurt my chances at that. Nobody's going to take a chance on paying me money when I've been hurt so many times. Mm. But I have an identical twin brother that also played. We both played at UNC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he got drafted to go play after college, but decided not to do that. He plays drums in my band now, actually, but neither one of us had ever played an instrument before. I'd always loved singing along to the radio and all that, but once I had some downtime with all the surgeries that I had, I started learning how to play the guitar and started a cover band there in North Carolina, and, you know, a couple years into that, started trying to write my own music for the first time and started branching out into other states and playing more shows, and kind of all just happened that way for me. That's when Nashville took notice and just started flying out to watch the shows, and then I had deals on the table, and that's basically how it happened for me.
Wow, Chris. I mean, that is an unusual road. Usually you hear people who start, you know, they're singing in church when they're five and they're, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So music was obviously a part of you. I mean, you could learn guitar, your brother could learn drums.
Yeah, well, it was definitely not easy. Learning how to play the guitar was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But, the cool part about it is that, you know, I stuck it out and I just kept working at it and working at it. And I eventually got it. Now it's just easy. So I guess that's like most things in life, though. If you do it enough, you'll get good at it.
Yeah, that's one thing my dad used to say. He says 15 minutes practicing one thing every day and you can get really good at something.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
So, Chris, I read that you know how to sing falsetto. Now, is that something that you knew how to do? Or
yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, it was one of those things. I mean, I grew up singing songs that had that in there. It's not something you hear a whole lot in country music. So one day I had about five or six songs that I'd already recorded. My producer, he was comping vocals for the songs that I'd recorded. And I was just walking around in the back of the room, and I was just singing either like this Mario song or an Usher song or something like that, and it had this really high falsetto part in it, and jokingly I just sang it, and he turned around in his chair and he was like, "What was that?" I said, "What was what?" He was like, "What you just did, like, why don't you do stuff like that when you get in the vocal booth?" And I said, "Well, we don't have songs that have stuff like that in it." And he's like, "Well, I feel like you're really good at that. Maybe we should be exploring, you know, that."
Yeah.
And a week and a half later, 2 weeks later, something like that, is when Fix came along and it had those falsetto parts in it. And to be honest with you, I was a little intimidated before I got into the vocal booth, because it's one thing just to do it, just messing around, but to actually concentrate and try to nail it, you know what I mean, was a different thing. But it was a song that I really took to. I've always loved songs that make me want to move and dance, and this song definitely does it for me.
I'm with you. I'm dancing too.
Right.
I probably don't look nearly as good as you and others do who are up on stage. I'm in my own little room by myself.
That's how I am.
Sarah Buxton was one of the writers on that, and she's an amazing artist in her own right. It's a really fun song, and I always tell people, listen for the Breaking Bad reference.
Oh yeah. You know what? You're one of maybe 10 people who have even pointed that out. I guess maybe more on Twitter, people will tweet about it. But, you know, I did a 20-week radio tour, and only maybe 10 people ever said anything about that. I think what was happening is I heard this along the way, is people were Googling who Walter White is.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about the meaning behind Fix, the meaning for you personally, and then maybe the meaning that other people are taking away from the song for themselves.
The song is just, I heard it for the first time driving around in my truck, and I had to play it 5 times in a row, and just, I listened to like the feel and everything of it first, and I was loving it.
Hey girl, you know what you've been missing? Me, yeah. Hey girl, whoever you've been kissing, it ain't me. I got that love medicinal. I make you feel invincible. I'm more than recreational. I'm what you need. I'll be your smooth ride. That late night, you walk to white high. I'll be your first time. That's so right. Get you falling in love at the end of the night. With that goodish, that long trip, that sugar on your lips. That favorite habit, gotta have it. You can't quit. I got your favorite. Get your falling in love at the end of the night. With that goodness, that long trip, that sugar on your lips. That favorite habit, gotta have it, you can't quit. I got your fix, I'll be there, never let you down. The one you crave when no one is around. I'll pick you up and never let you go. Never let you go.
And then I started lyrically listening to it, and I loved it. It was just so unique. Like, a lot of lines in the song you don't hear a whole lot, you know what I mean, in country music, and I felt like that was a cool part about it.
It is definitely different. Drinking Games, a song that is on your EP right now. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Drinking Games, it was one of those songs that I was doing a whole bunch of songwriting, and I have more songs that I've written that will go on my full record. But, you know, Drinking Games is one of those songs that the first time it was brought up in the writing room, I immediately was turned off by it because it's like, oh, not another one of these kind of songs. Like, I don't want to write that today kind of thing, you know. But then somebody mentioned well, why don't we write it as a girl playing drinking games with a guy's heart kind of thing, and every time she gets tipsy or drunk, you know, there are songs out there that definitely have the same suggestive lyrics, but I feel like it was written in a cool way that it's not just about drinking games, it's about playing drinking games, you know, with a guy's heart. I like that twist on it, I guess you could say.
This is True North Story, the original podcast series. And now, back to the program.
So John and I are all about stories, and True North Story, True North to us is your purpose in life. And obviously you've found it. You found it after baseball didn't work out, after football didn't work out. You found it in singing and making music with your brother and writing music. And music, especially country music, we've learned is story. It's all about the story.
Oh, yeah.
So you've obviously had some things happen to you along the way that have helped you compose story, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I'll tell you a funny story about when I was in high school. This is actually very embarrassing. Back in high school, I used to be the guy who would fall head over heels for every girl. Like, you know, not every girl, but girls that I would, you know, start dating. I would be like way over the top, like would do anything for them. You know, I had a big heart, just wanted to make sure that I gave them everything that I had in me. And I felt like back then girls would run all over me because of that, because they knew they could get away with anything and I would still be there. So I would literally do this. I would sit on AOL Instant Messengers talking to my girlfriend, because back then I don't think we had cell phones. We couldn't text and stuff. AOL Instant Messenger was kind of the thing. And I would listen to Backstreet Boys songs and like R&B songs and stuff like that that I loved at that time. And I would sit there and type out the lyrics to them. And I would cry over the lyrics because I was like so in love with them. And I felt like I meant those words. It's just embarrassing to think about now.
Well, how has that changed? I mean, like in relationships that you come along or get involved with now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, things changed for me when I didn't give one of my high school girlfriends, I didn't give her the attention that I was giving her. And then the tables kind of reversed. And then I just learned.
So when it comes to the story piece that Tama was talking about, and you know how country songs tend to be more story driven and, you know, engaging with their audience in telling a story, how much influence and input and ideas of for stories and storytelling comes from you in your music, as opposed to maybe someone else taking someone else's story and telling it through your vocals?
I think it's half and half. I draw a lot from my own stories, but at the same time, you know, you hear stories out on the road of people, you know, during meet and greets or whatever. And you can also gain stories from that and ideas, I guess you could say.
So you can take something that, like a phrase that somebody says to you or a story that you hear, and you can be like, this could be a song.
Oh, yeah. And I keep a note section on my phone. If I hear anything that I think can make a great song title, a great line in the song, I always write it down. Or if I'm just riding around and I think of something that I think could be cool, I'll definitely voice memo it into my phone or type it in on my notes section. So.
Well, John, just today was coming up with some lyrics. You want to share those, John?
Oh, my goodness. Now you're going to put me on the spot. No.
John, no. Let's hear it, man.
It's just like my dancing. It's behind closed doors.
Oh,
it's
okay.
My lyrics. Now, right, you don't want to see me dance. You want to see Tama, my partner? She can dance. John, not so much. Johnny, not so much. I'll leave that to the professionals, Chris.
So Chris, I heard somebody, a little bird told me that you like to play a game called This or That.
Sure. I love that.
You do? Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so this or that, beach or mountains?
Beach.
Domestic or imported beer?
I'm not actually much of a drinker, so neither.
John, do you have a few?
All right, I'll throw one out there. Camaro or Trans Am?
Ooh, nice one. Camaro.
Chevy, going Chevy. How about vinyl or digital when it comes to listening to your music?
Oh, digital is the easiest right now for me.
Okay.
That's interesting.
There's something cool about vinyl, though, no doubt.
Flying on an airplane or traveling in a bus, a tour bus?
Yeah, I hate flying. I fly, like, all the time. But if I had my choice, it would definitely be tour bus.
Awesome.
Well, What's next for you? What's next on your journey, on purposeful journey through life?
Yeah, well, I'm currently trying to finish my full record now. So the 6 songs that I have out, I'll turn into a full record. And I'm so pumped up about the songs that I have. I can't wait for people to hear them once I get it finished up. And hopefully I'll get a record, or my full record, out by middle of the year this year, and join on another tour. And we'll just see what happens from there.
And you'll be back in the studio. Now, tell me just briefly, you have an identical twin brother. Did your names rhyme?
They don't rhyme. It's Chris and Corey, though.
Okay. 2 C's?
Yep, 2 C's. He had to dye his hair purple, though, because everyone was getting us confused. So now there's no confusion.
Really? So the drummer's got purple
hair? Wow. He's got purple hair, and he tends to think he's like some type of superhero when he takes the stage, like with his outfits and stuff. So it's pretty funny. People get a kick out of it.
Holy
cow. So does he wear capes?
He don't wear capes, but he has this white mink coat, and he wears like big gold chain to be funny.
Holy cow.
That is a like, riot.
He's like a white man with purple hair, Mr. T looking guy. It's like railroad tracks in the side of his hair.
He's like out there. Was that how it was growing up? I can say this because my 2 younger sisters who are identical twins, and that even though they looked alike and their names did not rhyme, they were different. So I'm guessing you guys were different as well?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely different in our own ways. Very similar personalities. But yeah, he more or less just does all of it to be funny. I guess to show his personality, because people do get a kick out of it, and they're always asking for pictures and stuff. So, yeah.
Have you all ever played tricks on your band or on your managers or on tour?
You probably did on girls when you were younger, or teachers.
Yeah,
we did it with teachers when we were in 4th grade.
Did you switch and go to each other's class?
Yeah, we did.
that's awesome. Does your brother want to jump out from behind the set and come up and sing with you, and you go back and pick up, keep the beat? Or does that not, I mean, are you both comfortable with the roles that you have?
Yeah, we're both comfortable with the roles we have. He's not the guy who wants to be out front doing what I do, and I don't want to be the guy who's doing what he does. You know, a funny story, his wife made him sing to her at their wedding, and we won't let him live it down because it was so funny. He was so nervous, and he just didn't sound as good as he wanted to sound, and it's just funny to watch it back. But she was like, "You will sing to me." He's like, "No, don't make me," and then he had to do it.
Oh, that's
yeah.
And well, were you the best man?
I was the best man, I sure was.
Is there another song you'd like us to highlight?
If you can, For Her would be another good one.
She got a smile that makes your worst day feel like it's your birthday. She's got a laugh like confetti. Would change her name if she let me. Got a way of changing the game. The way that you play is never the same.
She's the kind that makes you want to
ride around, windows down, yeah, with the radio.
She's the kind that makes you want to
drop your plans, drop a grand hill where the money goes. She make you want to cry for her. She make you want to die. Like a soft glow, flicker of a candle. She turns my cool into disaster. Heart is pumping faster. She's head to toe, body and soul. So beautiful, she don't even know.
She's the kind that makes you want to
ride around, windows down.
She make you want to die for her, yeah. She make you want to.
lose for her. I would run through the night just to kiss her one more time if she wanted me to.
She's the kind of man she
wanted. Ride around.
I was not a co-writer on that. Sarah Buxton was another writer on that song, and a girl named Kelly Archer and Matt Dragstrom.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a seems to be a song that everyone is really loving a lot. So it could be potential second single. You never know.
And if you type the lyrics out, you start crying. Is that the kind of song it is?
Yeah, that's the kind of song it is.
Well, that'll be a second single for sure then. You know, you're good at that point.
I'll start crying on stage next time.
There you go.
Love it, Chris. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank y'all.
So if folks want to read more about you, do you have a website?
Yep, IamChrisLane.com, and they can get to any of the social media stuff through there as well.
Through I Am Chris Lane.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah,
thank you very much. See y'all.
Thank you for listening to True North Story, the series. Follow us on Twitter @TrueNorthStory. And tune in next time for another True North Story.